How do you measure a broken heart? More precisely, how do you measure the emotional distress and loneliness one feels if they are separated from a spouse or other loved one due to the denial of a family unity waiver? And how do you present evidence of such loss to an immigration adjudicator? Hi, this is Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The obvious answer is through a psychological evaluation, but not just any psychological evaluation will do. Too often, the psychological reports of qualifying relatives included as part of an immigrant's waiver application fail to add anything of substance. There are three primary reasons. First, this occurs when clients are referred to examiners not trained to write reports for immigration agencies. The doctor conducting the examination may be excellent as a general psychologist, yet without an understanding what issues are relevant to immigration officials, his report fails to provide meaningful insights for purposes of a waiver. Second, the mental and psychological conditions and symptoms are not explained in layman's terms. A detailed, easy-to-understand letter is preferable to hundreds of pages written in medical gobbledygook. Third, the psychological evaluation is not part of a client's ongoing treatment with health professionals. Immigration adjudicators give less weight to a report if it is the result of a one-time visit for the purpose of obtaining an I-601 evaluation. This does not mean the report will be ignored. It just tends to count less if the client does not need or adhere to any follow-up care. Nonetheless, when prepared properly, a good psychological report helps to humanize the client. It describes how he or she will experience a loss of security, safety, and stability if they are unable to continue with living with their spouse as a family unit in the United States. Equally important, it illuminates the impact of a qualifying relative's past and ties it to their present and their future. In my view, absent a serious mental abnormality, this is the most significant reason for obtaining a psychological report. Every person has a past that influences how they react to challenges today. In some cases, such experiences have been negative. In others, positive. These experiences, in short, impact how a person interacts with and depends on other persons. The traumas, the stresses, the challenges of years past play a role in the person's emotional and mental reactions to losing a spouse or family member they love dearly. For these reasons, finding a psychologist versed in performing evaluations for immigration agencies who is capable of writing a report in plain English, even if it is based on a single visit, is pure gold for I-601 waiver applicants. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.